Hey, welcome to the Film Podcast. I'm Ricardo.
I'm Brandon.
Brandon who?
Bennett.
Yeah. What if we have another Brandon?
Do people care?
I don't think people care, but still. Welcome to the Film Podcast. Today we're talking about the Rocky series, but we'll break it down in like maybe like how many parts should we break down?
My pitch was Rocky and Rocky 2.
Okay, done. That's what we're going to do today, actually. If you are,
I know, but just a preview. Rocky 1 and 2 today, yeah. 3, 4, and 5.
Yeah.
And then 6 and 7.
Okay, yeah. Because 3, 4, and 5, we can get a lot done. Because 4, we'll talk a lot about. God. But 5?
You will talk a lot about. But they're of the same. I think they follow a theme in the Rocky series. It's when they start going off the rails.
I don't know about 4. Okay.
Well.
Anyway, we'll discuss our love or hate for the mostly love.
I don't hate them.
Yeah.
I honestly don't hate any of them.
Yeah.
But
I hate things about 5. Spoiler alert. But that's about it. I love the rest.
Yeah. I even like a lot of 5. There's stuff in 5 I really like.
I'll give you that. It's true. It's true. All right. So today we're talking about Rocky 1 and 2. Previously we talked about Rambo series. I'm sure you didn't hear that episode because you don't listen to our own podcast.
Nope.
But yeah, we talked a lot about Rocky, about Vietnam.
You mean Rambo?
Sorry, about Rambo.
What was the verdict? Thumbs up or thumbs down?
So here's the verdict. what we came to the conclusion of is that you should watch Rocky 1.
Rambo. It's,
oh my God, dude. It's going to be one of those episodes.
And then you're going to start seeing Rambo.
Yeah. You want to watch First Blood. Sorry.
Right.
And then it's okay to watch just the trailers to Rambo Part 2. Rambo First Blood Part 2. And Rambo 3. You just watch the trailers and watch the trailer to Rambo. And then on YouTube, watch the last 5 minutes of Rambo. Yeah.
Sounds like an awful way to watch them.
No, because then you see First Blood, which is an amazing, a great movie.
Legitimately
drama.
Great, yeah.
Then you get a taste of the sequels that you don't really need to watch, you know?
Rambo 3 is pretty irredeemable, but Rambo 2 is...
We had a long discussion about this. Okay. Trust me. You can watch the trailer. And then you watch the ending of Rambo, because Rambo, the ending, we felt that was a great conclusion to all that. To all the carnage of war.
When was Rambo 2 made? This folds back into Rocky. When was Rambo 2 made?
I don't know. I pull it up on your phone. I got Rocky.
I'm wondering if Rambo 2 and Rocky 4 occurred around the same
time. You're kind of dead.
See, yeah. And that's one of the.
That's what we're going to talk about when we get to those episodes, because we talked about in the Rambo episode, we talked about how First Blood was. The end of like the 70s action drama, and then the beginning of just 80s action.
Sure, but I would say along with that, Rocky, in a really interesting way, tracks Sylvester Stallone's career.
Yeah, yeah. No, totally.
The good and the bad, everything that it's a part of.
Oh, yeah.
Because it starts his career.
Yes, yes. So again, today, Rocky 1 and 2. I was surprised that especially going back and watching. So
when was the last time you saw? Well, no. When was the first time you saw Rocky?
The first time I saw Rocky had it been like in middle school.
Okay.
So late 80s.
In middle school, we're about the same age.
I graduated high school in 99, so.
Yeah, so middle school would be like 95.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, I was way off.
93.
Yeah. Elementary. 95. Yeah, elementary would have been late 80s. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Yes. You're correct. Yeah. I was not a young kid, so where I didn't understand like the drama of it. But you know what? To be honest, I think I saw one of the later Rockies first.
That makes sense. That'd be around the time the Rocky 5 was all over your video rental store.
You know what? I think I saw Rocky 4 first, dude. That's where my love of this comes.
That's where it comes from.
I saw Rocky 4, then I was like, what the hell is this? This is amazing. And then I went back, and my dad's like, oh, hold on, dude. check this out.
That's an awful way to enter the Rocky series.
Yeah, it is, but it was awesome. All right, so Rocky 1 released in 1976. A little bit of backstory on this movie. Stallone has written all of them, but he had the script. He was kind of...
Stallone has kind of a sketchy past and association with writing, though.
Yeah, yeah.
I would say, especially when you get into the later ones.
In the later ones, yes. But here, this was all Stallone.
Yeah, this is all him.
And you got to give it to him. He's a smart businessman. He's a smart actor, for the most part. And he's just a great artist. But so he wrote this, and he wanted to make it. He wanted to be in it. He thought this was a great vehicle for him, which it was. And everyone in town loved the script. Everyone was excited about this movie, but they didn't want to make it with him. He had a weird lisp. He talked funny. They didn't want him in the movies. They didn't think he was a leading man. And so
because he had always played toughs.
Yeah, yeah.
Four really great directors, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was in, what was the Woody Allen movie he was
Bananas.
In? Bananas.
Yeah.
And
what else?
Was he in... No, he wasn't in Mean Streets. What am I thinking of?
Lords of Flatbush? Are you talking about?
Maybe, yeah. I think that's what I'm thinking of. Yeah.
He was in a couple things before this, and then everyone wanted to buy this. They were offering him a ton of money. There's a great YouTube clip where he kind of breaks down the bidding war he had, where he was married already. He might have had his first kid. I'm not sure. I think he didn't actually. But he was married and he was running out of money. Like he literally had no more money left and needed to either make something out of this or kind of get another job. And he talked about how he kind of stuck to his guns and he just outwaited them just a little while longer. And finally they're like, okay, so you can have X amount of dollars, which was like, at the time was like, I think he offered him like a couple $100,000, or we could pay you one salary as a writer and you have to act for free. And then you'll get like peanuts, you know, for being in it. And he took like almost no money for this. I mean, it's good for him because it was a great success. But all right. I assume if you're listening to this episode, you've seen Rocky 1 and 2, but maybe sometimes I know people, especially I'll listen to a podcast even though I haven't seen the movie, just because I want to hear people bullshit. So the quick synopsis, if you haven't seen the movie, you have a bruiser or an enforcer for this low-level like mob guy.
You can call him a palooka.
Palooka. All right. And he's supposed to break arms and legs and collect, you know, big money. Or gambling money for this low-level mobster in Philadelphia. And he's not a very good enforcer. He's just kind of, he doesn't break people's arm. He doesn't hurt people. He kind of gives them second chances. And
he's a good guy.
He's a good guy. And he's a, what would you call him as a boxer in the beginning of the movie? He's like a... Like
in
a
Spider Rico match?
Yeah. What is what it like name? a backstreet boxer? No. What is the proper term?
Like underground boxer?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, that's not what underground. He is. It's like just like he's fighting in churches and, you know, town halls. Like he's just low
that's
level.
That's where all those fights are, though.
Yeah, yeah. And he just kind of not, well, kind of going nowhere. His fights are going nowhere, basically.
Yeah, he makes little money for a lot of work.
Yeah.
A lot of hurt.
And then... All of a sudden, Apollo Creed, who's the guy, he's the Floyd Mayweather of his time. He's showy, he talks, he's well-dressed. Apollo Creed is a great character, by the way.
Carl Weathers.
Carl Weathers is plays Apollo Creed. And
oh, they're all amazing characters. Yeah. But, yeah.
But I mean, like, it's just like how like well thought out like his character is, because he's not like, he's...
I would say he's intentionally a little one-note.
I mean, yeah, but I'm saying like he's like a businessman, you know, like he knows, he's savvy, he knows how to kind of play the public. He like,
right.
He knows the business. He's a smart right. dude. And I rewatched it 2 days ago, Rocky 1 and 2. And just kind of rewatching it, I was like, man, like especially studying like writing and stuff like that. Like, I'm like, damn, like this is all this was on the paper. This is awesome. Like, I see why this script was really hot. And you have all these, you have all these great characters that he wrote. Mickey is the trainer that doesn't really want to train him. Played by the Penguin. What's his name? Meriwether.
Burgess Meredith.
Burgess Meredith. Meriwether. Who am I thinking of? Burgess Meredith, the Penguin. And it's just so many great characters that he wrote in that. Adrian, and then the a guy who stuck out this last time I watched it was the driver for the mob guy.
Hey Rocky, remember what I told you?
Take her to the zoo.
Retards love the zoo.
Oh man, that's horrible, dude. And it's funny because when I first watched Rocky, when I was a kid, I was like, man, like, she poor, like, that's weird that this guy's like with a special needs lady, you know, like, is he taking advantage of her? But I didn't realize, like, she was just shy. Like, she was just shy.
Yeah, they're just both kind of quiet, kind of they're both outcasts.
Yeah. But I just, the first time I watched it, I was kind of young and I didn't understand that part. I really thought she was like, she was special. Right. So I was like, oh man, this guy's taking advantage of this girl, you know? But then as I watched it when I got older, I was like, oh, I totally misunderstood this part of the movie. But again, Adrian played by Talia Shire. Amazing, amazing, amazing actress. Francis Ford Coppola's sister, right?
Yes. Nick Cage's mother.
Nick Cage's mother? You mean Jason Schwartzman's mother?
Jason Schwartzman's mother.
Yeah, yeah.
Aunt, sorry.
Aunt, yeah. Nick Cage's aunt. And Sofia Coppola's aunt.
Yes.
There's a lot of Coppolas in this town, man. And so...
That's about it.
That's about it.
Just a lot of Roman. We forgot Roman. Yeah.
Roman, and then the other guy who's the composer, the grandfather who's a composer as well.
Oh, sure.
The dude from Rooney, the band, Schwartzman's brother.
Oh, I don't know that.
Yeah, he's a pretty famous dude, too. John Schwartzman, he's a cinematographer.
Okay. Did,
there's a lot of Schwartzmans. / Coppolas. So
there's a lot of Schwartzmans in Hollywood?
Yeah. / Coppolas. So anyway, he gets a shot at the title fight, fighting Apollo Creed, because Apollo Creed's opponent falls out, and Rocky gets a chance. So Apollo Creed
gets it only because his name sounds cool.
Yeah, because it's going to be the Italian Stallion versus Apollo Creed.
Yeah,
just Apollo Creed just is a badass name, dude. Like, he thought that up. Like, what's his boxer's name? Oh, I got it. Apollo fucking Creed, dude. How awesome is that? And just how, like, oh, man, when we get to Creed, oh, man. I can't wait to talk about Creed.
Yeah.
I'm getting ahead of myself.
Creed, I will say, we're going to get ahead of ourselves a lot.
Yeah. But
that's just how the series goes. But Creed is tied with Rocky
for
my favorite.
I agree, dude.
Yeah.
I agree. Some people will turn their noses to that, but, man... Rewatch Creed again.
When it works because Rocky is a character.
Yeah.
It's not what he does, it's who he is, which the other ones tend to lose a little bit.
Okay.
But this, it's a straight up drama.
Yeah.
Like, you would never, if Stallone didn't go and do all the other action, if he didn't go do Tango and Cash and like all these other action movies. Rambo, if he didn't do any of these, he would, like, this is serious. Like, he was building a world in that character.
Yeah.
And that's why all that stuff, like, he is so good at it.
Yeah.
Like, when he actually does it, he's so good at it. In the last two Rocky movies, he's so fucking good at it.
And so before we deviate, let's just finish the synopsis. So he purely gets picked out of like the book of all the boxers that are licensed because of his name, the Italian Stallion, Rocky Balboa. And so he gets picked, cause it's going to look good on a poster. And, he tells him at first he's kind of like reluctant, right? Like, because, well, I mean, Mick is reluctant to train him, period. Cause he thinks it's a joke. And then slowly he kind of turns him and he realizes, like, this is a shot for both of them. They could do something with it. And you have the love story, which is not forced. Very organic, the way it's written. the love story. And in another movie, it'd be more like in your face and kind of like, you're like, we don't really need this, but we need this in this. We need this for the end, you know?
He really loves her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, he's got all of his dad jokes. Like, my favorite Rocky thing is all the dad jokes.
Yeah.
Every time he comes up with a joke to tell Adrian, it's my favorite thing. But he's just such a sweetheart. He's just such a sweet guy. When he's walking, what's her name, home?
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, you're going to make me use a word I don't like, a whore. You're acting like a whore.
He's walking like a young, like, teenager.
Yeah. Home. Well, yeah, walking her home. From the corner.
Yeah. Which we'll later get into because she's another character
that pops up. Yeah, she comes back in Rocky Balboa.
Yeah. All right. So at the end, this is a great ending because I remember when I first saw this movie, I'm like, I know how this ends. He fucking wins, dude. Because there's a bunch of sequels to this movie. Clearly he wins, you know what I mean? And I was fucking shocked, dude, when I saw this ending. When finally they fight and he Apollo Creed thinks it's going to be like a couple rounds and done. He's going to knock him out. He gave this guy who was a nobody a chance. The American dream, you know? And, you know, he's going to take him down. But he goes the distance with Rocky, and Rocky, you know, stands with him. He's a good competitor, good boxer, and at the end, he loses.
By technical knockout.
By technical knockout. Yeah.
So it's as close to winning as possible.
Yeah, but not
he
winning.
He doesn't totally lose.
Yeah. But here's the thing is that movie wouldn't get greenlit now. Meaning, like, that ending would never get greenlit.
I don't know. I mean, because it's not about, it's as much, because the fight for him is everything.
Yeah.
Like the scene, save for the very end of the fight where I will cry every single time.
Yeah.
Every single time.
When he yells Adrian?
You can start at 5 minutes from the end.
Yeah.
And when he yells Adrian, I am losing it.
Yeah.
But the scene where they're lying in bed, like before the fight, it's the night before the fight.
Yeah.
And he's just telling her, like, I just want to prove that I'm not a loser.
Yeah.
I just want to know that I can do it. I just want to know that I can go the distance.
It's funny. That scene, and so both the story of how this movie got made and this story about this scene that I'm about to tell are, you just have to YouTube Stallone inside the actor's studio. And both those clips are from that interview.
Spoiler alert, what's his favorite curse word?
I don't remember. But I hate that guy. What's his name?
James Lipton?
Yeah. That was a curse because I'm like, I love these interviews because they're long form. And it was pre-Marc Maron, you know what I mean? When I started watching them, where I'm like, yeah, I want to know what these artists and these movies, how they even got made. And there was no long form interviewing anywhere before that.
Sure. Except for like Dick Cavett or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I was like, oh, no, I got to sit through fucking James Lipton.
You know what I can't stand in Inside the Actor's Studio? Whenever whoever the subject is turns to the audience to start explaining something, like the class of students.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
God, I hate that so much. Yeah. When they like go into their teach mode.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I don't like that. Yeah. It reminds me of the stupid ads I see all the time on Facebook.
For MasterClass?
Yeah.
I wonder if everybody's getting those, like or just because we are kind of related to like we have a...
I think if you say like you're like movies,
yeah,
you probably
I guess
got
so.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. We're in the fringes of the entertainment industry.
Yeah. very much so.
The movie is as close to a happy ending as you can get, but not quite. You know?
It's a completely happy ending.
I get.
You're on your feet, you're cheering. You want him, so. You know what he's in it for.
Yeah. Oh, but sorry, before I get too far away from that. The scene that from the night before where he's laying in bed. He talked about how the director was like, let's just not shoot this. Let's cut this. And he's like, no, this is what the whole fucking movie's about. Like this scene, if this scene isn't filmed.
He's got like the pillow that he's clutching, just like holding it tight.
Yeah. He said, this is what the whole movie's about. Like if we don't shoot this scene, then what did we do this for? Like there's no reason we should have filmed the whole movie. This is the scene that makes this movie. And the director's like, well, I don't think so. You know, let's just move on. And he fought for it. Like, he fought for it. He's like, just give me one take. And not one. And I think at the end he might have gotten two, but I think it's a one-taker. Where he's like, I'll just give you one chance. If we get it done, if not, nothing. You know, we're moving on. And he forced his way into doing that scene. And it's true. Like, that scene, like, tells you everything you need to know about Rocky. Like, his character... what he's why he's doing this. Like it ties everything together, and I totally agree with that. Like it's just without that scene, I don't think it would have been as emotional a movie or as dramatic.
Well, you would have had the training montage all the way up to the fight.
Yeah.
Like there's no in between step.
Yeah, and
you never get a breather right before the fight.
Yeah. And it's pretty amazing, that scene, and the fight's great. I will say this, my only complaint about the movie, rewatching it, and it's not such a problem in some of the sequels, because I listening to some of the interviews, you see what he eventually got to, but some of the fighting looks really fake. Like he's not even getting close, you know. Like he's like swinging at the wind, and the guy's like, you know, falling. Especially in the one with Spider in the beginning, it's really like, I'm like, oh man, they really shot this kind of not.
Yeah, yeah, maybe. I remember when I rewatched it, it wasn't the visuals of it. I remember
audio.
Yeah,
yeah.
I remember for some reason, like the punches didn't sound like punches.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what it was. And I mean, we have a 1080p copy of
it. Yeah, I didn't know if it was when it was on Netflix that we were watching it. And I didn't know if it was a problem with Netflix, if it was a problem with the stream and like the audio channel was bad, whatever it was. But I do remember thinking that. But despite that,
I just watched it on Vudu because you bought it, or somebody bought it.
I didn't buy it.
Oh, somebody bought it because that's where I watched it. And I was like, the sound is off a little bit. It's just not that it's not synced. It's that it doesn't match quite right.
It just, I remember there not being any like punching sounds, which is kind of okay.
Yeah.
Because you're expecting, you know, just that like,
yeah,
like punch sound, which is not real anyway.
Yeah.
So I kind of buy, like, I'm back a little. I mean, it's a movie, so I should, like, hear the punches or whatever.
Yeah.
But I kind of buy being pulled back. Anyway, it didn't. I know what you're saying, but I still am so in that fucking fight.
Yeah.
I am so in it.
And this is just me nitpicking. It doesn't mean me nitpicking, but that's my only complaint. And I know for the sequels, and I know especially for Creed, in the sequels, like, they would really box. Like, they would get as much of the coverage as they could, but then they would do, like, once they got enough, they would do takes where they would just kind of just box with and just not go 100%, you know?
Right.
Like, we're going to make contact, but just let's try to go 40%.
Right.
And I think that's the thing that Michael B. Jordan asked him, like, hey, how did, you know, I'm training, but how do you make the look real? And he's like, you're going to have to take some punches to the face for it to sell it. And again, we're getting ahead of ourselves, but there's a couple scenes in Creed that you're like, he has to have gotten punched in the face because this looks legit.
Yeah, and if he didn't, well, it looks perfect.
Yeah, yeah. I still have the same complaint with all the rest of these movies, which is that it's hard to film a movie that's cinematic yet has the fights that actually look real. They still look staged a little bit.
Well, they're always going to look staged because if anyone's ever actually watched a boxing match, no one ever hits anybody.
No, yeah, yeah. Like, it's a lot of running.
Real boxing is a lot of just like kind of knocking elbows.
Yeah.
And yeah, no one ever, real boxing is so.
But you know what? I've seen a couple matches. Like, I've seen a couple fights where you're like, this is boxing. See, here's the thing. There's a difference between a boxer and a guy who actually boxes and a boxer who brawls. Meaning, like,
sure.
There's a guy. Sometimes there's dudes, and you'll watch a fight. I don't know if you're a fan of boxing. We should talk about it. Are you a fan of boxing?
I do like boxing.
I love boxing. I love any physical contact like that sport.
I feel like most of the time when I watch boxing, it's been the big title fights.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the big deal fights. I feel like that's when most people watch boxing.
Yeah, I'll watch like the Showtime. You know, like nobody. You know, no names fight too.
Right, but you're not driving down to San Pedro to go see a regional boxing match.
No.
Yeah,
whatever is aired, I'll watch. Especially like, you know,
but those are the fights that are always the most disappointing.
Yeah, yeah.
The ones that are supposed to be the greatest in the world.
Yeah,
are always the lamest, unless you have one guy bite another guy's ear off.
That's true.
Which I did watch that, and that was crazy to watch.
There's a couple of De La Hoya fights that I remember like being like, fuck, this is crazy.
I feel like they're mostly all technical knockouts. I can't remember ever watching a boxing match that wasn't a technical knockout.
Where someone didn't just get flat out knocked out?
Yeah.
Oh, I've seen a bunch of those fights. And a couple of like title fights like that.
Boxing like, matches, not UFC?
No, boxing. Like like when Pacquiao fought the Mexican dude. Oh, I forgot. I'm blanking out his name. But he literally knocked him out. Like when I watched it, I thought Pacquiao's dead. Like it was like one of those things where like he hit him and he just went bam down.
Sure, because that's what actually happens when you get knocked out. You lose control.
Yeah, and
flop.
I was like, oh my god, this guy is dead. Like this guy, I literally just saw somebody die on TV, like Rocky IV style. You know, like why didn't somebody stop it? You know. and when he got up, I was like, it's one of those things where like in the moment, I'm like, they cut to his wife, Pacquiao's wife, and she's like, yelling, dude. And I'm like, this feels wrong that we're watching this. Because this guy's dead, right. and we shouldn't be watching. Why cut to his wife? Like, this dude could be dead. And then they cut back to him, and he was up. But I was like, dude, this could have been really dark, you know? But anyway, I love boxing. I love full contact sports. I did watch the UFC this weekend. I'm dating this episode. And I, like you said, there's a lot of elbows. There's a lot of like just hugging, you know, there's a lot of, you know,
well, UFC is just gay boxing, which is fine. It's just, there's so much tussling, so much wrestling.
Yeah. But all right, we'll get to this later. The UFC used to be badass before Dana White took over. Like the first UFCs, I remember watching those with my dad.
It can be intimate and still badass. Like,
no,
it is.
I mean,
like it is.
Yeah. But I'm saying like the first few, there was no rules. There was I think the only rule was like, hey, don't bite somebody, you know, like that was, but it was like more of a suggestion than a rule. But now it's like, there's rounds, you got to wear gloves, but
yeah, it's a business.
Before it was like, it was a multi-billion-dollar business. It was like, no gloves, nothing. Just you wear something. You can't fight naked, but that's it. No biting, no pulling
someone
balls.
Someone should fight naked.
I mean, it'd be a totally different.
Just go like full Bronson, Tom Hardy and Bronson.
But like some of those like early like fights with like the Gracie, and they were just like straight up like just bare knuckle boxing, dude. You know, bare knuckle fighting. But anyway,
In any event, but it's perfect cinematic.
Yeah, it's cinematic. It's cinematic. Perfect. Yeah, it looks good. And that's my only nitpicking was, but other than that, that movie's perfect. That movie is written by Stallone, but it's directed by, what's his name? John, Avildsen. And he went on to direct like the Karate Kid 1, 2, and 3, I think. But Rocky's, he only did this one and 5. Ugh.
There's parts of 5 that feel like Rocky.
Maybe it's
those
maybe
are the parts that I like. Yeah.
But other than that, most of them I think are Stallone. 2 through 4, and then Rocky Balboa is Stallone.
Stallone directed Rocky 2?
Yeah. Yeah. We'll get to that. So Rocky 1. That's basically the synopsis.
We haven't talked about Paulie at all.
Oh man, that's right. Well, I'm saying that's basically a synopsis, but we're getting to the characters, to the smaller characters. Paulie, played by Burt Young. Man, I forgot how big Burt Young was. Like now that he's older, he's like slimmed down considerably, but he was a big guy.
Sure, I thought you were going to say how much of an unrepentant asshole he is.
Yeah, well, that too, dude. I forgot because again, you have to remember, I came in at Rocky IV.
Right.
So Rocky IV, he was a lovable uncle that hated that robot.
Kind of. He's still an asshole to everybody. Oh, yeah, and he has that robot. Yeah,
the robot lover.
And I guess, that he definitely fucks. He fucks that robot.
He's got a robot in Rocky IV that's kind of like the robot from the Jetsons.
I was listening to an interview with John Taffer. You know who that is?
No.
The bar rescue guy?
No.
You ever see about bar rescue?
No.
Okay, well, he's this guy. He works in the bar industry and he goes into a bar to like renovate as well as renovate shows. But he was talking about, he ran God, I can't remember what it was called, but it was this club. It was this club in the 80s in New York, I think. Mm-hmm. And the thing that they had was every night this UFO would like descend from the ceiling and like come down, and out would come like what is like an alien or whatever. But it was that robot. It was really? That robot from Rocky IV. Yeah.
Oh, man.
God damn that fucking robot.
But anyway, so I when I came into this to the series, I'm like, I love Paulie. He's just a lovable, cranky uncle.
And then you didn't know what alcoholism was.
Oh, yeah. And then I went back to watch one. I'm like, dude, fucking Paulie's an asshole. Like, yeah. He treats his sister like shit, dude. And when he says,
when he throws that chicken.
Oh, man. And he physically
and
emotionally abuses her.
I just love how Rocky's just like, oh, come on, Paulie. Come on. Like, he doesn't ever get. Only, like, rarely does he get super, like, mad. And even when he does, he just gets him up against the wall or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what?
He's like his best friend, even though he's such an asshole.
Yeah. But the thing, too, is, like, all this comes back around in Rocky Balboa. Like, Paulie has those speeches about how he was a dick to his sister.
Yeah.
And I love that. Like, I just wouldn't change anything about this movie, even though he's just such an asshole. Like, there's people out there that are like that, you know? Yeah. Like,
it's a real relationship.
It's a real relationship. Yeah. Yeah. And like, oh man, he's just, Paulie's such a fucking alcoholic.
Like,
dude.
Every time he talks about them, like having sex or something, it's so,
so uncomfortable. So uncomfortable. But yeah, he's such a great character. And again, Mick, what's his name? Burgess Meredith.
Oh, man. Women, weak, and legs.
I used to love saying that when, like, a friend would...
Women, weak, and knees. Sorry. Shit, sorry.
When friends would start dating somebody new. I love to say that.
He's always been, like, 95 years old. Because I think about this movie, and then probably the first time I ever saw Burgess Meredith
was
Grumpy Old Men.
Oh, yeah. See, I think the first time I saw him was in Twilight Zone. And I'm like, this is black and white, and he's fucking old as shit, dude.
Oh, wait. Oh, he's in the one in the library.
Yeah, with the glasses, with the books. Yeah. So, think about that. He looked really old then.
Yeah, he's one of those guys that's very old.
And
he looks like he was a boxer in 1928.
Yes.
Like he's hard.
Yeah.
Like he's like shaking all the time.
Yeah.
Like,
and it's funny because, I mean, he's a great actor, dude.
Yeah.
Because sometimes when he gets really upset and he's kind of like, I'm losing it, you see a little penguin, you know? You're like, oh my God, he's doing it, dude. but for the most part, you're like, man, like, this is crazy. Like, every actor in this is just so good. Well, even the low-level mobster, I forget his name.
Oh, yeah, I can't remember his name either.
Is it Gazzo?
Yeah.
Joe Spinell?
Yeah, that sounds right.
He is just kind of like you, Gazzo, the gangster, you know he's not a successful gangster. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the way his hair is, the way his
suit
is.
He's two guys below the guy.
Yeah. And he's kind of I feel like he's like the mobster version of Rocky. Like he's kind of like just too nice. He hasn't really killed anybody, you know? Like,
yeah, no, he's still an asshole.
But I'm saying like he just doesn't have what it takes to actually be a full on mobster. You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
This is the guy people make fun of. The other mobsters make fun of.
Right, yeah.
Like, he just kind of... He barely has a driver. The driver doesn't really listen to him. He's always fighting with Rocky, and, like, it's just...
Hey, Rock, remember what I said? Retards love the zoo.
I'm going to get some emails about that. But, yeah, every character actor in this is just really well cast. Spider later we'll see in Rocky Balboa as well. It was so fun to watch Rocky Balboa, then come back and watch this, and you're like, oh man, that's right, he fucking tied it in. Like, it's so amazing.
I saw Rocky for the first time when I was like 23 or 24.
And you were getting into boxing?
No. But I'd never seen it. It was in my blind spot, so I'd never seen Rocky. So I was like, okay, I'll watch Rocky. And it, like immediately afterwards,
yeah,
I started working out every day.
It
really? Was it was the most motivating thing I had ever seen in my life. Seriously, it was just, it was the most, it was like, you just fucking go out and do it.
And you realize like why rewatching it, you do realize like why it is very motivating. And like, it's a lot of one of those, it technically shouldn't be it's a drama. It's not a sports movie. It's a drama. But you see why a lot of sports dudes definitely always are talking about this movie, because it is very inspirational.
Yeah, it's a love story.
It's
a straight up love story.
I love some of the like I said, I was talking about the character actors, but like Stan Shaw plays Dipper. Just another.
Who's that?
The character actor Stan Shaw. He plays one of the like the guys who trains at the same gym.
Yeah.
Who takes Rocky's locker? But everybody from Apollo Creed to Apollo Creed's he's kind of like his corner man, right? Who's in?
Yeah. What? I can't remember his name. He just died.
Yeah. He just recently this year or last year. Yeah. Damn it! I can't remember his name. And I'm pulling up the... Is it Tony Burton that I'm thinking of?
Yes.
Yes. Apollo's trainer.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's in basically all of the sequels, and he's amazing, dude. All I know him is as Apollo's trainer. I don't remember him in any other movie. but yeah, just everybody's amazing. Everybody's on it. The script is good. I won an Academy Award for Stallone for best writing.
But I mean, it works too, because it's his story.
Yeah.
Like, it's a guy, he just
wants to know if he can go the distance.
He just wants to know if he can go the distance.
And he can.
And he does.
Yeah.
All the adversaries in the movie is just someone who thinks that, like, nah, this guy's not going to do anything.
Yeah.
Like, he's not worth it. Like, we can do this. We can crush him. It's fine. He's not going to put anything into it.
Yeah. And like you said, it's a great parallel to Rocky's career.
Stallone.
Son of a bitch.
Stallone, say Rambo. That's
yeah, funny. Yeah. I've gone that far. Stallone's career. Yeah, you're right. It's and as we get further into the series, we'll get into more about that.
Yeah.
But yeah. Any other thoughts before we move on?
No. I mean, the beautiful part of Rocky and Rocky II, which is that it just moves right into it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I love the ending. I love the last shot of Rocky. Just how it ends on that freeze frame.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And The Karate Kid ends in the same way, too. It just... Same director.
Classic sports thing.
Same director, too.
Yeah. Also, every sitcom of that era.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. But it just works. That last just still shot, I don't know, it works for me.
Man, there is just something about when he screams Adrian.
Yeah.
Just the way... Just like the... Just the power... Where he screams it and she comes, like, is like, it's everything. It's everything in that movie.
Yeah. The stairs. Let's talk about that. So in part one, it's just for him. He's alone, climbs up the stairs, throws his hands up in the air in victory, and yells. I think yells.
You have the freeze frame.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it fades.
Yeah. And then in two, again, we have the peoples. And then what was the other... was there anything else that we missed from part one? That was it, right? Just stairs.
I mean, we didn't really talk about the montage at all. The training montage.
Yeah,
which
yeah.
becomes cliche throughout the series. But it's... Man, there's just something about him going at it.
Yeah.
I can't remember the specifics in the Rocky montage. I mean, you have the obvious speed bags.
Yeah, yeah.
The one-arm push-ups.
You have the no, I think that's in four. Where he does the rope, where he goes around the rope. I forget what the drills are called. I forget what the drill names are called. But yeah, the cliche.
Yeah, but man, it works. Because the other thing we didn't talk about was the music.
Yeah, Bill Conti.
A complete like. Star Wars would be garbage if it wasn't for the music.
Yes.
If it didn't have that music, it would just be some shitty sci-fi movie.
The theme song.
Yeah, it just the music brings it to something else, and so does Gonna Fly Now.
Yes.
Like that, every part of it is inspiring. Like it's low key, it starts getting faster and faster. Until it breaks out to the.
Yes. And part,
It's funny. That's what makes the end of the fight so powerful is when the fight's over and it does that like the quicker
thing. Yeah. You know what? So I didn't notice till this last time I watched it is that Rocky 1 starts off with the fanfare, with the Rocky fanfare.
Yes.
That's how it starts off.
Yeah.
And then it's funny because they build up this title.
Boom, boom, boom. Yeah.
And they build up the title and like Rocky in huge like white letters, dude. And then he's fighting in a fucking church.
Yeah.
And it's a shitty fight, dude.
And it's just that low-key, like, that. It's just him walking on the street with that low-key, like, boom, boom, boom,
yeah.
Boom, 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 boom.
What's that song called? The one Frank Stallone singing?
Take it back. Take it back. Take it back.
I love it, dude.
And then in the second one, though, like, it's a full-out doo-wop number
yeah.
that they're doing after they get married at the beginning. It's like a full-out doo-wop thing.
I heard an interview with Frank Stallone. He's like, man, I made so much money with that song because it went in the soundtrack. And so everyone wanted the damn fanfare, so he made so much money, dude. But anyway, so again... Rocky 2 starts off with a great fanfare. This time it's a little different. It's a variant fanfare. It's a little slower, if you noticed.
Yeah. Well, and it's got the sound of the fight from Rocky behind it, right? Because then you cut straight into a recap of that fight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, basically, it's not a recap. It's they play like the last 5 minutes of the fight.
Yeah. And why don't you take the synopsis for this one? Because I went long on the last one.
Well, it's just it's a continuation. So he's. Yeah. He's lost the fight,
mm-hmm.
but in the eyes of everybody, he's won.
Yeah,
because he was this guy. He had never had a title fight. He had never, you know, boxed in that echelon of, you know, athletes. And so he, in the eyes of everybody, won. So no one thinks that Apollo won, even though he did technically knock him out.
And
so like it starts off with a doubt right away.
Yeah,
like there's two shots like in the hospital where it's first Apollo was like. You know, you didn't win, we're going to have a rematch. And then Rocky's like, but you whispered in my ear, we weren't going to have a rematch. No rematch. And then he wakes, like, they're both still in the hospital, and he goes into his room, and he just asks him, like, hey, I got to know, did you, like, give it your all? Like, did you give me all you got? And he's like, no. He just turns away.
Oh, Apollo Creed?
And, like, that's the setup for the movie, yeah. Apollo Creed just turns away and says no. And that's the setup for everything, because then it's him...
Yeah.
It's him dealing with his own success.
Yeah.
So he got a little bit of money from the fight. He's spending it like kind of the, you know, kind of the palooka that he is. He gets a nice jacket.
I love that jacket. I want that jacket, dude.
The jacket with the tiger.
I feel like if I won the lottery, that's the first thing I'd do. I'd pay like somebody, like a famous designer. I mean, like, I want that fucking jacket.
They have to have.
And I want that Trans Am. They're like, sir, that's going to cost you $100,000. I don't care. I'm going to live like Rocky, okay?
Yeah, and he takes Adrian around to like get her a nice dress and stuff, and Adrian's like, I don't know, should we like be doing this? No, it's okay. Yeah. And they like to buy a house, and then they get... So and now finally, he takes her to the zoo.
He takes her to the zoo. He took his advice.
Retards love the zoo. and he proposes at the zoo.
Yeah.
And so they get married.
Well, she works at a pet shop, so she loves animals.
Well, she doesn't right now.
No, but I'm saying in part one, she worked at the zoo.
Yes. Yeah.
So she just loved animals. What's the dog's name?
Bupkis.
Bupkis, yeah.
Yeah.
That was actual Stallone's dog. I found out in the commentary.
So they're living. They're living. While Apollo is getting shit from everybody, like he's getting hate mail left and right about like, yeah, you sissy, you pussy, I don't know, whatever it says.
Yeah.
And
with accents.
Right. And so
Apollo there was no doubt with Apollo, like, hey, I beat him. But everyone else has that doubt. You know,
yeah.
So it kind of makes him, especially with the all the publicity he's getting, the negative publicity,
because that's what he is. He's a posturer. Like he needs everyone to believe that he's the greatest.
Exactly.
Meanwhile, Stallone
has won the people over. Yeah, and now everyone loves him. Everyone
but he's coming to terms with the fact that like when he's not fighting, he's not much of anything. Like he can't provide for any, like he starts running out of money.
Yeah. He has an existential crisis as well.
Yeah. It's so brutal. So he, you know, obviously with you know, winning a fight comes like sponsorships and stuff like that. But like he can barely read. Yeah, so he goes. So he goes to do that commercial, where like he can't even read the cue cards.
Exactly. When I use aftershave,
yeah. But I don't know about you. It doesn't really smell like a man, you know. What'd you think, Adrian? Like he's just such a fucking sweetheart. Like he's so good. But like the rest of the world is like he's like, why'd you get this fucking guy? So he gets kicked out of the commercial.
Yeah.
He can't really get he tries to get like a regular job. He's got no high school diploma, so he's back right where he was.
Yeah.
After or before the first fight.
Yeah.
He's working at the slaughterhouse.
With Paulie. Paulie gets him a job.
Paulie has made money off of him.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right. Here's the duplicitous asshole that Paulie is. He gets all those in the first one. He gets all those sponsorship deals. So like in the first one, isn't he coming out with like a thing on his the slaughterhouse logo on his jacket?
That's right.
And now Paulie's got some money. He's walking around with a coat and a cigar all the time.
Paulie's like become like now like a what feels like a manager now.
At the slaughterhouse.
Sorry. And like now he has got money and he's like doesn't he give him the Trans Am?
He gives Paulie the Trans Am.
Yeah. He's like, that's too much car for me or something, and gives it to him.
Yeah, well, because he wants to sell it.
Yeah.
But he can't because he needs the money.
Yeah.
But then he gets fired from the butcher shop.
That's right.
From the slaughterhouse.
And then he gets the offer. Let's do it up again.
Well, Paul's just been like yelling shit on TV all the time.
Yeah.
So this actually is the thing that comes up later. So at the beginning of the movie, we find out that his retina is dangerously close to detaching completely in his right eye.
Yeah.
And so, you know, Mickey doesn't want him to fight anymore. Adrian doesn't want him to fight. She's pregnant now.
Yeah.
So she doesn't want him to fight anymore. So Paul just starts talking shit. He's losing his job. He can't catch a break anywhere.
Yeah.
And like all he knows is boxing. Like, that's all he knows how to do.
He's not getting any respect anymore.
Yeah.
Everyone's kind of disrespecting him because they think he's a chump. He almost lost to this dude.
Yeah.
This bum.
Except Adrian, who's like behind him 100%, except she just doesn't want him to hurt himself.
No. I meant Apollo. Apollo's getting no respect.
Oh, right. Yeah. Apollo doesn't get any respect. Yeah.
He's like Dangerfield. No respect.
Yeah. But more than anything, like Rocky himself doesn't have.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't have any respect for himself. Like, he doesn't know what good he is. He's just like, getting rejected left and right.
Again, the existential crisis of who is he when he's not fighting?
Yeah. And so, ultimately, you know, Apollo talks too much shit.
Yep.
But there is that great scene where it's him and Adrian, and just in that simple-minded, like, Rocky way, I don't ever ask you to stop being a woman. Like, so why would you want me to stop being a man?
Rocky.
I wish I could do better Stallone.
Why
would you stop being a man?
That sounded really weird.
Yeah, that's not good. But that's just his way of being like, why, you know, this is the only thing I know how to do. This is the only way I know how to provide for you guys.
Yeah, yeah.
And so ultimately, Apollo talks too much shit. Mickey comes over. It's like, let's do it.
And at first, she doesn't give him the blessing.
She doesn't. She's still totally against it.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that is crushing him.
Yeah. And she has complications with her pregnancy.
Yeah. And he's not. So while that is happening, he's not training well.
Yeah.
He's like training for like an hour a day. Like even that is shit. And
he's in the hospital and he's. All these things are coming down.
She gets stuck in the hospital. She's in a coma.
Yeah.
She's in an induced coma.
Straight up.
Yeah. After giving birth. There are complications.
That's right.
She gives birth, but then she's in a coma
afterwards. That's right.
And it's just him, you know, it's just him and Adrian until that fucking amazing scene in the church, in the hospital, where Mickey comes and preaches, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. Rocky.
He just stands up and like preaches in front of him.
Yeah,
know, while he's in the church.
That is a great scene.
Yeah,
and then he goes to Adrian, and then she gives him the blessing.
So that part, like she wakes up, she meets her kid, you know, and all that. She sees him, and he's like, yeah, you know, I just won't, you know,
you know,
I'm not gonna fight. And then. And then she's like, I just want you to do one thing for me. And then the bells to like Gonna Fly Now kick in.
Yeah.
You're like, fucking know what's going to happen.
You're like, yes.
He's like, win. And then it goes, then it kicks in, and yeah. then it's straight into the montage.
Yep, and he's training, dude.
And he's training. Running. It is so awesome.
I love how like the running starts off, and then like there's like a couple people, and then like a couple people more, and then I just love how that builds up, and the song's building up, and yeah. then like by
he's
the end,
yeah, he's doing the training. He's like he's walking with the log.
Yeah,
they're doing the thing where he's doing the sit ups, and that one guy is punching him in the yeah. in the stomach. Like, yeah.
Boom. Oh man, and
he's
then
doing the speed bag,
and then by the end.
There's that shot of him, like, coming out ahead of, like, the whole... Yeah, he picks up, like, the kids. They're all
yeah.
kids.
Yeah.
Like, he picks up all these kids, like, following him as he's jogging. And then he just goes for it, like, full breakneck, like, speed.
He's it's so fast,
he's
dude.
Going so fast.
Yeah.
You know who he would have beat? Fucking Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise can't go that fast.
Well, here's the thing is that, like... Stallone is full on running. He's not yeah. movie running.
Right, he's full on running,
and he doesn't look cool doing it.
No, he look. No, he does.
No,
look
no,
cool.
no, 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 no. Because
he's
me.
Like he's doing that thing where it's like, k-tur,
k-tur, yeah,
like,
but,
a like how a horse looks.
Okay, it looks like he's really running.
Yeah,
but cinematically, well, cinematically, Tom Cruise runs better because he learned how to run. Like he literally, I've heard interviews when he's
right.
when he's like, but the thing is that like, Tom Cruise isn't. He, it's the appearance of speed where Tom Cruise, where Stallone is fucking booking.
Sure. And also Tom Cruise, I feel like is mostly shot from the front
yes.
when he's running.
Yeah. That's why he swung his arms wide.
Yeah.
You notice he swung his arms wide and like his face doesn't move. His neck doesn't move.
Right.
It's stiff. It's like, it's all, so it's like, so his face isn't blurry. The shot is just, is, he's like, it's a moneymaker, you know? So. His face, his neck doesn't move. It's like on a gimbal almost.
Right.
And like, it's all body movement. It's yeah. all exaggerated. His arms are out more.
Yeah.
But when Stallone, it's his neck bobbing.
He's galloping.
He's,
yeah.
He's it, yeah.
He's like a cheetah.
I'll give you
yeah.
this. It looks good because it's real. That's
yeah.
why it looks really good.
Yeah.
Because it's like he's, and he just, he leaves everybody in the dust, dude.
And he's, but all the energy though yeah. with the music and that yeah. scene, and then when he runs up the steps again, and he just starts doing the shadow boxing, he just starts punching like oh, jumping up and down, doing yeah. the punch, and then everyone, all the kids gather around him,
yeah.
like it is so powerful.
Yeah,
like
it's kind of creepy too because it's a bunch of kids. Like, where are these kids' parents?
I cried then, like when it's just him, like just like doing it.
Yeah,
because he's finally given it his all.
He's got his mojo back,
and you know that's that's when Rocky's gonna win.
Yeah.
Is when he's giving 100%.
Yeah. 110%, some people would say.
That's
even though it's not possible.
That's impossible.
But
those people are stupid.
Yeah. They say 110%, but it's really 100%.
Yeah. They're just trying to make up for the fact that they normally go 90%.
It's like in Spinal Tap when they're like, this goes up to 11.
Right.
It really, it's 10.
Or just make 10 and make yeah. that 11 and make 10 the last.
She's like, no. This one goes up to 11. Yeah. So technically he's giving it an 11, you know, 110%.
Right.
But we know it's 100%.
Yeah.
And then the fight starts, dude, and again.
This, you may have nitpicked the first one. This fight is so much better.
Yes. I feel he learned from
like,
the first one.
Yeah. Like musically. I'm always so impressed at how well they build it. Like you always see the full first round.
Yeah.
Because that gives you like a template for the rest of the fight.
Yeah. And they always kind of like just breeze through some of the rounds and then they'll come yeah. back. They'll come back a little bit again, like seven, or like when it starts churning and
yeah.
then they'll fast forward a couple. And then,
and
like,
then you see them both all yeah. really fucked up. Like yeah. you see them both like getting tired and everything. Yeah. And this one, oh, and this one, the whole trick is that he trained with his right hand.
Yeah.
Because Rocky's a southpaw.
Yeah.
So he trained with his right hand to throw him out, to throw Apollo off his game.
Yeah. So here's where I get to my notes.
Okay.
Do you know why he did that?
Because of LaMotta?
No.
Marciano?
He actually broke his hand.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he couldn't punch with... So he had he literally, as an actor, he had to change the stance. So he changed the stance in the script. But that was late in the game. Like, he had already filmed some of the beginning of the movie.
But in the last round, he's punching with his left hand.
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah. in the beginning of the movie that he already had filmed... I think he was just training off set, like when just kind of getting in shape, and he broke his hand, and so he couldn't actually use that hand.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and so he switched it, so he had to go back and adjust that the script
to match that.
Wow, it works though.
Yeah, totally.
It makes sense.
Totally works. And the last fight that we talk about, that's it's so well done, took 8 months to edit.
I can believe it. Yeah. Well, especially then, because you're doing like something like that where you're shooting hours of God knows. I mean, because it's in a circle.
Yeah.
Like, imagine, like, that's a hard thing to film.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, well, it's an easy thing to film, but then to put it all together in a way that makes sense, like, spatially.
Yeah.
When it's a ring and you can go anywhere, like, that's. And you can't just, like, call up a shot on your Avid or Final Cut.
Yeah.
You gotta, like, cut that shit together. Yeah. I can imagine that was hard.
It's old school editing. Like, yeah. It's not like, go back to the other one. It's like, no.
Yeah.
Great. Hold on. I'll be back in 2 hours.
I know. And that's weird to say because that's most of movies.
Yeah.
Like, up until the last, 20 years, that's most of movies. Most all movies made were edited.
Can you add
that
10 seconds back in? Oh. Damn it, dude.
I'm out of tape. Can you go with some tape?
Yeah. Hold on, we gotta send the gopher to go get it. Now it's like, click, 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 done.
Yeah, that is like...
Not even click, it's like Control Z there.
Yeah, let me bring up my library of sequences, yeah.
So also another thing that was in the script and then changed, Adrian was originally in The Last Fight. She was there. But Tali Shire got another movie she was doing, and she couldn't be there for the shoot. So they're like, okay, don't. So they shot the fight, and then they shot her watching the fight in post because it worked.
It works. Right? It feels. I remember the first time I saw it, it felt a little weird that she wasn't there, but then in my mind, I'm like, well, I mean, then it's exactly like the first one.
Yeah.
But in this one, they've got a kid.
Yeah.
Like, so she'd be at home.
Yeah.
She'd be at home with the kid.
It would totally work.
And just to have him also like again. Yelling out to her, like, in the ether, like, where he knows she's at home.
Yep.
Like, God damn it, it works.
Yeah.
Just the way fucking Stallone yells, Adrian, I did it.
Yeah.
Is so gut-wrenching.
Yeah.
And just her, like, with tears in her eyes, watching him.
Yeah.
Like, it's brutal. That's awesome.
That's crazy acting there. Because she's watching this post. Like, she's not watching.
She's not watching anything,
first
of all.
She's not watching anything. There's some light flickering in her face, and there's a tight shot of her.
There's a guy bending down with a bounce board.
Yeah, and like just bouncing a little light on her, and like there's like three Teamsters in the back,
and maybe someone like describing what's happening.
Yeah, and Stallone going, no, right here, right here, you know. And she's like, all right,
why are y'all Adrian?
Yeah, and she's like, and he's like, yeah, got it, bam, delivers, dude. She's like, that's why I'm a Coppola. So.
And I love how him winning in the final fight of Rocky II is just standing up.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, literally. it comes down to who's going to stand up.
Yep, yep.
And it's Rocky.
Yeah. Love it. Another thing that was in the script and then it was cut out was a scene where you find out that Rocky's first name is Robert.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to know that.
Robert. And then they cut it, and it's just Rocky, you know?
Yeah. But I can't believe that Rocky II actually competes with Rocky as a movie.
Yeah.
And that it's a perfect continuation of his story.
The thing is that you don't see it as a sequel. It's just
it's just
one movie.
It's a second part of his story.
Yeah, it's the part it's like volume two.
Right. And then, spoiler alert, 3 is when it starts becoming like a sequel.
Yeah. Though it's funny.
It's when you start asking, what can we do with this?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Where do we go from here?
And Stallone's ego becomes a part of it.
To the future. Yeah, totally. And this is just a continuation. It's not even a sequel, like you said. And then the other note I had was, Stallone wrote the novelization for this movie.
Did he really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It's all first person. You should read it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Huh. Read it. Yeah, it's the only one he actually wrote. I think that's the only thing, that's the only actual book he's ever written.
I'm sure.
But yeah, I guess he wasn't happy with the first one or something, and he's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to write it. And he wrote it. So that might be a good read if you like the series. Check it out.
Yeah, and it's all told through the first person, which is, yeah, it's really weird.
That is weird.
Yeah.
Because Rocky's not a guy who tells a story.
No, no,
so
no.
That seems like a weird choice. Yeah. I can't imagine a voiceover of Rocky in any of these movies.
Well, I thought it was, I was going to lose my wife.
As well as fighting Spider Rico.
Yeah.
Why can't I do a Stallone? Everyone has a Stallone.
It's crazy. You can't do it. Yeah.
There's my Stallone.
You just kind of, the thing is that you're trying to make words. The trick is to not to make words.
I know, that's like, that's like Paul Tompkins has a one syllable impersonation of John Lithgow.
What is it?
Hole!
All right, so I think that's it, right? Like, I mean, Paulie's still an asshole.
Paulie's still an asshole.
Mickey gives an amazing speech.
Yep.
At the church, at the chapel.
Yep, tells him about how he's never going to get a chance like this again.
And he gets, like, five more. He fucking lied, dude. Yeah, that's all you need to know. And this one still doesn't have the crazy Don King character that will pop up later.
No. God damn it. Or Mr. T, or Dolph Lundgren. Yeah, or, yeah, yeah.
Or the Hulk. The Hulk Hogan. All right. So, the Hulk.
God damn it. I forgot Hulk Hogan is in 3.
Yeah. Yeah. So next episode, maybe we'll do something else and then we'll come back to this in a couple of weeks just so we have a little time to percolate and watch. I need to watch.
To percolate?
Yeah. I need to definitely watch 5 again because even though I don't need to, technically.
There's parts of 5 there.
I know, dude.
Everything with Adrian and Rocky in 5 is good. Everything else is garbage.
There's things of 3 that I know I love.
Because 5, they actually started like thinking of him as a character that has consequences and everything again.
Yeah.
Because as we talked about in Rocky 2, they're talking about how he's dangerously close to detaching his retina in his eye.
Yeah.
Like Mickey does that test where he's like, look at my nose. And then he like, tell me when you see my finger. And he's like right here with his right eye and he can't see it. But then like he becomes superhuman somehow.
Yeah. All right. My main problem is with Sage Stallone, all right? But
whoa. Rest in peace.
I mean, it's not his fault. His dad chose to put him in there, but anyway, we'll talk about that in the next episode. We'll talk about 3, 4, and 5, right? And then the last episode will be Rocky Balboa and Creed. All right. Follow us on Twitter at The Film Podcast, our main site, Pop Cult Binge. You could follow me on Twitter at Ricardo, ULTRERAS.
At BL Bennett.
And then, what else? If you're going to buy something off of Amazon, go to the Pop Cult Binge page, and there's an Amazon banner that helps us, you know, pay for bandwidth and internet stuff, you know? It just helps out. Just do it. What else? What else? What else? What else? Any other business? Yeah, it's pretty soon we're going to start doing more of these series. We'll get these are just fun. These are fun. I enjoy them just as much as the list, but we may do Karate Kid or something, you know? Something deep in the 80s.
We should do Karate Kid in reverse.
Oof, start with the next Karate Kid?
Yep. No, start with the Karate Kid.
Ugh.
And then go the next Karate Kid and then Karate Kid Part 2.
We'll see. all right. Until next time, hey, have a good week.